husbands or teachers. So first we'll do the funny one. So I grew up in Silver Spring, Maryland. That's right near Washington, D.C. And I went to the Yeshiva High School. The Yeshiva High School is a separate boys' high school, but there's also a girls' school that's like a twin partner school. You know, like we had the same sexual studies teachers type thing, you know what I'm saying? Two different buildings. Not like buildings that we share, two different buildings. Some people know how long it took to drive from one to the other, but that wasn't, okay, whatever. Anyway, but two different buildings. So that was high school. So some years, like the buildings were different parts of the city. So there were some years where the boys' school was located, like, whatever, close, wrong part. And the girls' division of the Yeshiva High School was far away. It was further out, like a half hour drive. So, I mean, sometimes, like, the snow thing was different for the boys and the girls, because depends. With me so far? Okay. Now nowadays, how do you find out if you have a snow day? Like they give you they do a phone thing? Phone thing or call or in the old days, BCEI, in the old days we listened to the radio. So you'd listen to the radio and the radio would give you all of the public schools and it would say Montgomery County 1 hour late. Fairfax County, the schools are closed. Then they'd list all of the private schools. So my elementary school went by the county, but the high school was the list of private schools. So picture Wins News, or is Wins News still around? Wins News or WCBS. Imagine the main news station in your city. So the guy's talking. This county is canceled. This one 2 hours late. Yeshiva High School Boys Division 1 hour late. Yeshiva High School Girls Division 2 hours late. That's because they were further away, like they were in a more snowy place. Then the guy on the radio says, I guess the guys come early to shovel the snow so the girls can get into school. he couldn't imagine that, like why is it different? Because it was different buildings, it was different parts of the city, you understand? So this was on the radio, imagine like on Wins News, you know, this was on the radio, it was hysterical, we started cracking up, it was like a big moment in Yeshiva's history. Because he didn't cop that there were two different parts of the city. So that's our snow story. You got it? Okay, now the powerful one. Oh. There was a great gadol named Rav Nathan Svi Finkel. He was the Yeshiva of Mir. Rav Nathan Svi Zatzal. And he loved Torah. He loved Torah. There's a book out there by Rav Teller called For the Love of Torah. Oh, guys, there's a book called For the Love of Torah. It's Rav Teller's book about Rav Nathan Svi. It's a great book. I read that book for the first time in the airport in Brussels. I was there with my family. We had an 8-hour layover, flying from America back to Israel, and everyone was asleep. There are these big benches outside where the shul is in the airport, and I was awake. I guess it's your job if you're the father to be awake. And all the stuff was there, and I didn't want to fall asleep. I didn't want to waste time, so I read that book, and I started crying. So here's the story. Rav Nathan Svi, as you know, when he got older, he had Parkinson's. He shook a lot. His whole body shook, and then he took medicine, but the medicine clouded his mind. He couldn't learn Torah. So he stopped taking the medicine. So he could barely walk. So there was a big snowstorm many years ago in Yerushalayim. You know, it happens once in a while. And it happens once in a while. And a big snowstorm. And so the boys assumed he wasn't going to come to Yeshiva to daven. It's too hard to get there, to walk in the snow. And he gets there to the Yeshiva to daven. And the Talmidim said, Rebbe, it's so hard for you to walk. You know, because the way his body shook, it was very hard to walk. You know, so they said, you came here. So they assumed, well, I guess you came, you know, because it's snowing. The boys maybe they wouldn't come to davening. They'll come late. They'll be a little relaxed. And maybe you can't. You came to check up on us. And he said, and Nathan Svi said, he said, no. I knew the boys would enjoy playing in the snow, and I wanted to see my Talmidim happy. Now that's unbelievable. That's the love Yeshiva and a Rebbe should have for his Talmidim. That's unbelievable. That's what he said. I want to see them happy. And that's why he trudged out to them. So he said, I see them happy. So then he knows that when boys learn, that's the real simcha. So he encouraged them to learn a lot, and which he did. So that's, those are the two snow stories that we have.